Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Friday, the 6th of December 2013. What motivates me? It's a good question. Particularly because I'm at home all the time with the children, and it can be hard to be motivated. But there are things that motivate me. I mean, obviously, a two-year-old shining a torch in your face at 5 o'clock in the morning is certainly motivation to get up out of bed and put him back into bed. Or there's a hungry five-year-old pulling on your leg saying, "Mammy, mammy, I want a drink." That's motivation to make him a drink. But on kind of the wider global scale, if you take a look at the bigger things in life, what motivates me? What motivates me to have a blog? Well, to have a blog is to share information, to share the knowledge that I learned, to share recipes that I've worked on, to share information that I think might become helpful or important to other people. And, you know, if I didn't have the readers, I don't know whether I would blog as much, but the fact that I have so many readers means that I'm motivated to continue to write and to write on a regular basis to keep the readers coming back and to keep on giving them the information that they're seeking. I mean, you know, the search terms and stuff like that, when I see people searching for, you know, frugal family blog or how to live on a budget in Ireland or how to feed my family on a budget in Ireland, that's my motivation to blog because, you know, I'm providing, I don't know, am I providing a service? I guess I'm providing a service. I'm providing them with the information that they seek. Why am I motivated to look at things as being a whole sum rather than, you know, just being, you know, a food blog and that's it? I guess, and you can hear beeping in the background, and that's because it's Friday morning, so it's bin day. So there's a bin truck going around the estate at the moment and I'm in the front room. Why am I motivated to look at the whole sum rather than just cooking and food blog and blogging on a budget? I guess if I was to go back 5 years before my eldest boy was born, I was very motivated by money, by financial recompense for what I did. So I was very motivated by my pay packet at the end of every month, by what I earned, and that in turn purchased goods or trips or services that I really liked. And, you know, I was motivated to work hard so that I could keep up that style of life, that, you know, that lifestyle, that which I had become accustomed to. Now, if I look back at it, I see that my motivation then was very selfish. It was all kind of myself-centered, my family-centered. Well, not as much, you know, it was all about self-gratification and instant self-gratification at that. But now, having been made redundant, having been at home with the children for so long, I can see that it's not quite as simple as that. I can see that there's a bigger picture. I mean, I want my children to grow up in a great community. I want to give my children life skills for the future so that they won't be depending on others, so that they can be self-sufficient if they have to be. And I don't just mean, you know, oh, self-sufficient, grow their own food. I mean that, you know, they have life skills. You know, they know how to do practical things such as balance a household budget, such as grow their own food, such as cook their own food, you know, light a fire, dress themselves. You know, I guess it's part of the bigger picture of being a parent. It's really changed my attitude. So what motivates me going forward? Well, I love what I do. I love food. I love food photography. I love food writing. So I'm inspired to continue because that's what I love doing. I love talking to people and sharing that information. So it's really important to me that I don't let that slide, that as part of the whole sum, as part of the bigger picture, that I recognise that it can't just be about a food blog or just about what the food blog brings me. It has to be more about the bigger picture. And actually, hat tip to, I guess, Paul O'Mahony from his huddle at congregation.ie last week. Ask, if you're asked, you know, why you blog or what you're blogging for. I'm not asking, what does blogging do for me? It's more, what can I do for you? I'm not saying that I'm here, you know, to provide a service exclusively to my readers or to you, my listener. But what I am saying is that there is a symbiotic relationship between the blogger and the reader, the writer and the reader. And that's very motivational as well. So if you can pick the sense out of that mad audio piece, you'll find me on Twitter as @wholesomeie and everywhere else as wholesomeireland. And of course, the blog is wholesomeireland.com. Whatever you're up to for the week ahead, have a great one.